This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to this edition of Insight Podcast. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, joined with co-host James Swain, who serves here with Oklahoma Baptist. Hey, James.
Hey, Brian. How are you today? It's an honor to be with you.
Well, doing really well. Look forward to talking in a minute with our special guests about an upcoming event that's important in the church world and replant. But before we dive in, James, could you reiterate with everyone the hat, the role you now serve in with Oklahoma Baptist?
Yeah, Brian. It's I jokingly tell people I can't hold a job, but I'm honored today to serve as our Associate Executive Director in the area of church relations. And one of the things that our area is striving to do is to encourage pastors and strengthen churches. And I think one of the great needs across our state is the need for churches to be revitalized.
Yes.
And one part of that, a growing part of that we're going to talk about today, is the whole aspect of replanting. And when churches come to the place where maybe they're at the end of the time as they were known as a church, it's maybe not the end of them as a church. And there's opportunity maybe with the help of another church or another group of churches to experience a replant there. And this has been a movement that's going on across our country, and I think we're seeing more of it in our state and believe we will see more of this in the days, months, and years that are ahead.
Thank you for sharing that. James, why don't you go ahead and introduce us to today's guests, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have with us today a couple of men who serve Oklahoma Baptist in a couple of ways. We're going to hear in a moment from Mark Dance, who is our East Central Regional Ministry partner, as well as our Director of Pastor Development. And Mark joined our staff about a year ago, came to us from Lifeway, where he was the Director of Lifeway Pastors. And one of the things that kind of as we come to the end of this podcast, one of the key aspects of revitalization or replanting is we've got to have pastors to do that. And one of the things that Mark is very passionate about and leading in is our effort to develop a ministry pipeline. And so I'm glad that Mark's with us. And I also want to introduce Steve Dighton. And Steve is Oklahoma Baptist owned, First Baptist Ada product, pastor at First Baptist Church in Piedmont. But probably most people will know Steve from starting and pastoring the Lenexa Baptist Church in Lenexa, Kansas. And one of the things that Steve was really at the forefront of doing while he pastored that church was today kind of the popular phrase is church adoption, helping churches, neighborhood churches maybe that were struggling to get back on their feet and impact their community, which is a key part of the replant movement. And Steve is consults with us as Oklahoma Baptist, particularly thinking about this idea of multi-site, and is also now he's serving as the interim pastor at the Connection Point Church in Raytown, Missouri. And so, Steve, I want you to start by talking kind of about a little bit of your journey on replant, and then I know you're going to be a part because you also serve, do some work with the North American Mission Board as their large church kind of consultant in the area of replanting. And talk to us some about the Replant Summit that you're going to be a part of here in about a month.
Sure. Thank you, James. It's my joy to be with you and Mark today. And yes, we at Lenexa Baptist, I'm a senior pastor there for 26 years and came up from Oklahoma over 30 years ago to be the founding pastor with a core group of people in the Johnson County, Kansas area, which is part of Kansas City, greater metropolitan area. And after about probably 20 plus years, we had really peaked out on what we could do at the main campus in Lenexa and felt like maybe it was time to plant a church or do something more to keep growing the kingdom as best we could. And so in our pursuit to figure out where to plant a church, God brought us this opportunity to replant a dying church over on the other side of the state line in Missouri, in Greenwood, Missouri. The church had diminished from a church split that had a sexual molestation case that was just awful. A staff member had molested eight boys in the church, and it was national news, and so they had been on a decline for some time. And so they knew about our church, and we were held in high esteem by them, and so they talked to us about really coming on and adopting them, as it would be, or making them a part of our ministry. And this is really on the early days of multi-site ideas. I didn't know really much about multi-site ministries, although I knew that some churches did have different campuses. But so we were really trying to find our way in the process. And that was in early 2011. So 9.5 years ago, we kind of began the journey with First Baptist Church of Greenwood, Missouri, which happens to be where the National Replant Summit is going to be held here at the end of next month, on August 24th and 25th, in the church that we essentially replanted did what we could do in giving with resources, placing a new preaching pastor there, and whatever we could do to get that church to good health. And God blessed the efforts in an incredible way. It's a wonderful story, and how that replant has grown and continues to grow under Chris Williams, who has also been speaking at the conference, because just in the past 12 months, they too have taken on a church that was dying and in decline in Raymore, Missouri. First Baptist Raymore, Missouri. And so our replant has done a replant, and that church is running about 300 now over in Raymore, Missouri, which is south of Greenwood. But anyhow, we learned a lot in the process, as you would expect. And so I'll be sharing some of the specifics on replanting and how it can be accomplished. And I also want to speak a word of encouragement to pastors who may be listening, that this is an opportunity that I think that God has brought our way as healthy churches to seek to take churches that are still in areas of population to where a church could be grown there, but for whatever reason, a church has been on the decline and the ministry has pretty much disappeared, how it can be taken on by your church, and how you can get that ministry going again and make an impact with the gospel in a particular area of the city. So I know, I lived in Oklahoma 35 years, I know turf pretty well down there, and I know there's a lot of dying churches that really, an area that could benefit from healthy churches taking them on and adopting them as part of their ministry and growing a ministry in that particular geographical area.
Yeah, that's a great word and a great testimony. And I know, Steve, you were kind of involved in this before anybody knew what it was. And I appreciate the help that you're providing for Oklahoma Baptist and working in that. You know, it's interesting. I heard this statistic a few years ago. One of the things, in as Brian was talking to me earlier about kind of the hat I'm wearing today, one of the things that's a part of that hat is I'm now the Oklahoma Baptist coroner, which means when a church disbands, I'm the guy that kind of is the last guy that says, okay, we're going to make them inactive in our database. And I'm going to tell you, I absolutely hate that job.
Sure.
And the stat that jumped off the page at me, a lot of times when people think about a church dying or disbanding, they think about it being a small rural church where there's no one in the community anymore. And the reality is we have really strong small rural churches, and most of the churches that are dying or disbanding are actually in communities of 10,000 people or more.
Yeah.
And so the just like there in the Kansas City area, we've seen some early movement in churches adopting churches and helping replant them in the Oklahoma City and Tulsa area. So kind of Steve, I'm wondering if maybe just two or three practical things. And again, these, I'm sure these will be things that'll be talked about at the summit. But if a pastor on one side of the equation or the other, needing to be adopted or looking to help a church, could you give maybe just a couple of quick pieces of advice to those pastors who might be interested on one side of the equation or the other?
Sure, James. One of the things I would say, I had a couple of opportunities, churches needing help that had contacted us prior to us doing this first replant revitalization at Greenwood, Missouri. The reluctance was they wanted to keep doing church the way they'd been doing it with the same leadership. They just wanted some resources. And, truth of the matter is, just helping a church with resources without really being able to take over the church itself and begin to cast a fresh vision and come with the principles that you've used in your own church to provide what can make a healthy church and using that particular DNA with the new church plant or revitalization replant and really make it a part of your ministry in a sense not unlike what you would a Sunday school class. That's a good way to see it. You got a group of people, only hopefully the capacity would be greater than what a Sunday school class would be, but just an extension of what the ministry that you're doing at your church. But I do think it's critical that you get the decision-making ability. And what we did there, we asked a group of people to go at the replant, anywhere from 50 to 100 people, and essentially asked them to stay for a year as if they were on mission to plant a church in that area. And hopefully we can reach enough people to where if they choose to come back, they certainly we would want them to, but still maybe remaining a part of that that new replant and continue to serve in some capacity. Here's the truth in most churches. We had all agree it's an 80-20 deal. We got 20% of people doing 80% of the work. And 80% of the people, not always that they don't want to, they just haven't been asked to take a place of responsibility. Let me tell you, one thing that happened with virtually every one of these replants, people that I didn't even know would be interested in serving the capacity, they came to this replant, and all of a sudden they were needed, they were critical in part of that ministry, and they flourished. And I think you'll discover the same thing. I'm not saying you need to be a large church necessarily to do a replant, but you do need to be a healthy church, mm-hmm. and you do have to be able to give some resources and invest them in that particular area, because it's like anything else. It's going to take energy and effort and some finances to get where you need to be.
Yeah, well, that's a good word. And Steve, I appreciate your insight there. And when you were talking, I heard a guy say one time to a group of people, if you're just going to do the same thing in the same way, you're not going to get a different result. And I think that's a good word just to say there's got to be a change that takes place, and appreciate that. And let me just remind those listening, the Replant Summit is coming up in Greenwood, Missouri. That's the Kansas City area, and in these COVID days, that's not that far from Oklahoma.
No.
$35. It's going to be at the Fellowship Church in Greenwood, that first replant from that Lenexa was a part of, and it's on the 24th and 25th of August. And so I'd encourage pastors to avail themselves of that.
James, one thing let me say real quickly.
Sure.
Just obviously Lenexa Baptist footprint is all over that. The first campus pastor we hired, these new campuses are preaching campuses. They're not a video feed or anything. But the first pastor that we had is Chad McDonald, who served there at Greenwood for a couple of years and did a fine job. He is now the senior pastor at Lenexa Baptist Church, and so he's going to be one of the speakers. But he he took my place. We transitioned together for a couple of years, and now he's a senior pastor there. And the pastor at Greenwood now, who has led that church from 200 people to 1,000 people, was the children's pastor at Lenexa Baptist. His name is Chris Williams. And so he had been on staff with me for several years, and he wanted to be a pastor, and we were able to put him as in senior pastor position following Chad McDonald. And he's done an incredible job and still is, even with the replanting he's done. So anyhow, all that to say is that this has been an extension of what we began in a small way with a broken church. But by the grace of God, you know, we felt like that we might could help and make a difference, and God flourished it in an unbelievable way. And I do want to be an encouragement. If that's on your radar screen, what it might be to replant a church, come and hear the stories and come and meet these guys who'll be speaking at the replant conference. And it'll take you from Oklahoma City area. It's about it's about 5 hours. And so we would love to see any of you that can come be a part. I look forward to meeting you, and certainly could talk to you about your personal situation if you make it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate that. I want to bring in Mark. Mark has a heart for this as well. Mark actually was a replant pastor in Tennessee years ago and knows the importance of the pastor. And so, Mark, would you spend some time just sharing with us about kind of some of the characteristics that are important of that replant pastor? And then go ahead and share with us some about kind of some of the things you've been involved with our ministry pipeline development here in Oklahoma.
Thank you. I didn't even know to call it a replant in 91. It was just a dead church. So I guess that's what a replant is a more of a resurrection. And I know pastors listening are going, I may be pastoring right now in a church like that. You don't know whether to label it a revitalization or a replant. At the end of the day, I don't think it's going to matter that much what it is, but that church was, it got down to about eight people, and it had been going for about 25 years. And they had that core, that handful of people reach back to the original mother church and said, you know, we need help. And because of that, that senior pastor of that church, that Steve Dighton in that context, it wasn't Steve, but it was someone like that. It has to have a senior pastor who is unselfish, who will invest in the leaders, will invest money, will be willing to send people and staff members, et cetera, to invest in one of these dying or dead churches. And that's what they had. And he helped them find me. I was just coming out of seminary, and we invested 10 years of our life there in Northeast Tennessee. And the church got a new name. It got a new start. We, you know, became autonomous within about a year and a half, completely, you know, independent. But we celebrated our restart, our replant. And you know, it's very similar to a church plant, other than it might have had a history to it, and with that, some baggage. But regardless, you know, Jesus is in the resurrection business, and so, I mean, it can happen anywhere. And it can happen without a mother church. My first church was in San Antonio, and it was even smaller. It was 20-something people left on the roll, and we didn't have a mother church. And I got to tell you, that was a lot harder to do because we didn't have a plan. We didn't have a mature pastor in church cheering us on and resourcing us. And so what Steve is talking about here, I wish so bad I would have had that, like a national replant summit, to give me some idea of what to expect and what to do next. It's great that we have these opportunities for pastors now.
Well, that's a great story. And I think the key and I know both of you men see this as I do, the challenge we have is these men that Steve raised up, mentored up, that are now the pastor and the of these two churches that are so key in the Kansas City area. We need a whole new generation of pastors and church leaders to step up into these roles. And so I know, Mark, one of the things that you're moving us towards is the development of this pipeline. Take just a few minutes and kind of lay out the vision for that for us, Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, you enhanced, when you shared with me your vision to create a ministry pipeline in Oklahoma, that's what compelled me to come here. That really quickened my pulses. We are going to be, in the next few years, helping pair pastors up, new emerging pastors. I'm talking about pre-pastors, when they're still teenagers and they surrender to the ministry, as many have done this summer in our Falls Creek roadshows. They surrender to the ministry. We help them get the next steps through college and into seminary and in their first 5 years of ministry. We want to pair them with a mature, seasoned pastor. That's the simple mentoring, old school Bible plan at an emerging pastor with an experienced pastor, someone who's had at least 10 years of experience in the field, and then create these ministry cohorts where they can meet with this mentor on at least a quarterly basis in person and have someone check with them every month. And we envision not only pastors, but other ministry leaders and also ladies being mentored by other ladies, a Titus II model. But honestly, people don't get discipled automatically. And what happens is isolation takes place and people are struggling in isolation. And we want to really eliminate that in Oklahoma by having these cohorts that are regional, they're close, so that everyone in ministry here has someone else cheering them on. That's the simple ministry pipeline plan.
Great word. Gentlemen, I've just enjoyed hearing this conversation and seeing what God's doing. I want to echo what James mentioned and Steve, the Replant Summit, August 24th, 25th, Greenwood, Missouri. If you want information about that, we'll include that in the show notes here on baptistmessenger.com, or you can email replant@nam.net. James, anything you'd want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to say to our Oklahoma Baptist pastors, particularly who will be listening to this, and church leaders, I think Steve Dighton probably understands as much about what the multi-site, particularly in the context of the Replant, looks like, and is working with us as needed as Oklahoma Baptist see those needs out there. And so if you're listening and you'd like to maybe visit with Steve about this, you can contact him through our church relations office. We'll put him in touch with you, and we would love to see healthy, kingdom-minded churches around our state, particularly in some of our metropolitan areas, help maybe some of our struggling churches to experience health and vibrancy again.
James, let me say real quickly, I'd love to be involved with any of the pastors there in Oklahoma, of course. I've got a heart for the state of Oklahoma, care about those pastors seeking to follow the Lord's leadership and maybe replanting, revitalization, or just any way I can help pastor down there.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, brothers, thanks for taking time today and a great conversation. And again, look forward to hearing about this summit and what God does with that. And just thanks again, gentlemen.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.